Okay.
Okay, let's see. I am now going to call to order the April 11th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Sharon Healy, Helen Pillsbury, Lisa Keegan-Parcell, staff member Joe Cornish. We are going to skip design review application 19.1007AB, 57 to 59 Leamington Road, because the applicant is not present. We will move on to administrative review and approval. First item on the agenda is application 19.962AB, 1960 Beacon Street. At front side and corner elevations, repair failing damaged concrete precast panels and repoint masonry at second and third stories. So staff, does that comply with the guidelines of the district?
Yes.
Can I just ask you about that? Because that's a city side restaurant. And
oh, that's what's been going
on there.
Where
there's a gothic, you know, freeze over.
That's what's falling apart.
And I just want to make sure you've got, there's some pieces that are, they're covered in like plastic garbage bags right now. I just want to make sure he's going to be repairing that.
They're going to be repaired or recast. If they can't be repaired, they're going to be recast.
So that it will return to
the same design.
To the damage.
Yeah, what happened is water, and I think this had probably been happening for years, but water got behind it, rusted the fasteners, so they're crumbling apart, and in some cases, when it freezes behind, it just blasts the concrete panels apart. So, yeah, but it's actively falling apart, so that's why the scaffolding is up.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because they kind of started putting that scaffolding up before they even
I think ISD made them put it up because it was falling on the sidewalk.
As a safety precaution. That makes sense. Because that is an important architecture. Sometimes it's just when they're just repointing, it's not, that part's not a big deal.
Yes.
But because it's an important architectural element, I just want to make sure they were doing that.
Yes. And he put in an application this time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other commissioner comments or staff comments on that item? Okay. We'll move on to application 19.960AB, 1982 to 1992 Commonwealth Avenue. At front facade and side elevation, replace 10 lower level 1/1 non-historic aluminum windows with aluminum 1/1 windows.
So it sounds like it's just replacing.
Replacement of
with
or
aluminum,
replacing
with
windows.
Aluminum.
The same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any commissioner comments or questions?
Just a question, is that like ground level, the basement level?
Let's see. I think it's the lower level. Yeah, it's the lower level.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, next item on the agenda, application 19.948AB, 111 Kilsyth Road. At street utility pole near property, replace existing telecommunication equipment. Does that fall in line with all the other telecommunication?
Yeah, so this is one that had already been converted. So they're replacing the existing antenna equipment.
Okay.
If it was a new one, we would put it on.
Yeah. Why do they need to replace it?
Upgrading it.
Technology probably just changes.
Yeah.
That seems great how fast they must have been changing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're actually getting smaller, which is good.
Yeah. But it's going to be a lot. Okay, so I will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
And Sharon?
Yes.
And Helen?
Yes.
And I say yes. We've unanimously voted to approve the applications in the design review approval, applications 19.962AB, 1960 Beacon Street, 19.960AB, 1982 to 1992 Commonwealth Avenue, and application 19.948AB, 111 Kilsyth Road. We're now going to review and ratify the February 14th and March 14th, 2019 public hearing minutes. Have commissioners had a chance to look over the meeting minutes yet?
Yes, I read them. Now, I do have one question.
Yep.
Not really about the minutes, but more about follow-up. That on 74 Corey Road, one of our decisions was that we gave them 90 days to Stoney Parents and Foundation remove within 90 days an application is submitted to restore the foundation. So is there something to trigger to like check that they actually do that within 90 days?
Yeah, I'll be checking in with them just to make sure, and then we'll report back.
Just, you know, to fall off our radar. Sure. Then just, I just want to make sure there's some mechanism to follow up on that. Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, any other questions about the meeting minutes? I was absent in March, so I don't have any comment on the accuracy of those. Okay. I will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
And Sharon?
Yes.
And Helen?
Yeah.
I say yes. We have unanimously voted to ratify the February 14th, 2019 and March 14th, 2019 public hearing minutes. Staff updates?
Just
staff, are there updates?
Preservation Month. We have the May 1st event, which is going to be on Newberry Street at the New England History Genealogical Society. So, you know, we have a lot of events. The calendar will be live. I don't, it's not live yet, but it'll be live on the city's website.
Great.
Otherwise, we're busy with applications, but this district's pretty quiet. Yeah.
I don't know what that indicates, but
right.
We'll hold
when
our
things
breath.
Are too quiet, we have to
worry. You have to worry,
stress.
Right.
It's just like having kids. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so the applicant is still not here. It is 4:20, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes.
I say yes. We have unanimously voted to adjourn the April 11th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.